And coming up later on this month, on Monday, March 21st, a few weeks from now, the Orange County Human Relations Commission is holding its annual community read. This is going to be in the Chapel Hill Public Library from 6:30 to 8 p.m. It is free. It's open to everyone. We're getting the word out now because it's the community read. Everyone comes together and reads a book, or in this case, three books, and comes together on March 21st to discuss it. The books are all stemming from the commemoration of the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act, a landmark piece of legislation that passed 25 years ago now. We'll talk about the books in a second. First of all, we're joined by the woman who's going to be moderating the event in the discussion forum at the Chapel Hill Library on Monday the 21st, Kim Landgraut of the Redefining Disabled Project. She's a writer, photographer, and a disability advocate right here in our area based out of Durham, and she's joining us today. Kim, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
So tell us about this event that's coming up, first of all. I want to talk about your experience here in a minute, but this event that's coming up on the 21st, there's going to be three books discussed, all of them revolving around the experience of living with a disability.
Mm-hmm. Well, the event in general is pretty rad. The Orange County Human Relations Commission has done this annually for a couple years now. And it's always revolving around some kind of theme. This year, like you said, is the 25th anniversary of the passing of the ADA. And there was so much cripplet, as we like to call it, in the disability community to choose from, that instead of choosing one book for the community to focus on, they chose three from which anybody can choose whichever one they want.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have to read all, on this massive project of reading three books.
No, and they're hefty books.
In order to get in the door.
Yeah. No, actually, and it should be noted that you don't have to read any of the books to participate in the discussion, because I'll be leading the discussion, and what we're going to do is talk about some of disability needs, what disability really looks like in our community, how people can help and how people can advocate, and then address maybe some of the themes in terms of like disability living in relation to the literature. So really, it can be like a college course where you just like walk in and...
Yes, I haven't done the reading, kind of... Yeah. Bashful, shielding myself,
right,
sit in the back, and still get a lot out of the lecture.
Exactly,
right?
And there's food.
Yep.
So
that's not a college course. That is better than a college course. There's actually food in the bag. Yeah,
exactly.
Love it. Okay, so tell us about the panel that's going to be there. You're going to be moderating. Who's going to be on the panel?
You know, I don't even know that there's a panel this time around. There was a panel for the last Orange County Human Relations Commission event, which was January 31st,
right,
and I was on the panel there. But
this is a discussion forum.
Yeah, this is a discussion forum. So it's just
very
me.
Different from a
it's
panel.
Me
okay.
And I'm the horse and pony show.
All right. I like it. So cool. So tell us about these books. There's three. They're all very, very different.
Oh,
all
very
sort
different.
Of coming at the experience of living with a disability from very different ways.
Yeah, there really is something for everybody in all three. So and in each. Beauty as a Verb is an anthology of poetry, either about disability or by authors with disabilities. Mm-hmm. I have to say, here's a little confession of mine. I don't generally like reading prefaces or intros, but okay, I gotta say that the intro in Beauty as a Verb is
that's a pretty good
phenomenal.
Confession.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No,
if that's your worst confession, I don't like reading prefaces.
Well, I just like to get to the meat of it,
you're
right?
Standing there at the pearly gates, like, what is your greatest sin? I don't like reading prefaces. I don't even know if we have a room for that.
I'm Catholic, so...
Yeah, oh, God. There aren't enough Hail Marys. But this preface is a good preface.
This preface is an amazing preface, and it really kind of really succinctly synopsizes everything that people with disabilities go through, and what the disability world entails these days. And I mean, and it's a complex issue. So just in a short preface, you pretty much have it in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
And it's It's great. I really love it. I mean, I've got marks and highlights and post-its all over
We've got the three books right here.
Yeah, so that's Beauty as a Verb.
That one is marked all up, yeah.
Right? No, yeah. Exactly. It's really phenomenal. And there is such a wealth of artistry in Beauty as a Verb, obviously, because it is an anthology. So, you know, what disability means to one person, you know, it doesn't mean the same to the next person, and you really get the breadth of that in this book.
So that's Beauty as a Verb. That's a book of poetry.
Yes,
There's two others after that.
Yes, so John M. Kinder's Paying with Their Bodies, American War and the Problem of the Disabled Veteran. Heavy stuff here. Mm-hmm. Kinder generally puts disability in the context of history. Mm-hmm. And not just disability, but disability as a result of war.
Okay.
You know, we tend to think of war as a thing that passes. It comes, it's horrible, and it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
But for these veterans, I mean, this is a forever thing.
They're living and with it's, it their whole lives. Yeah,
absolutely. So it's not like the war has ended for them. In addition, it affects their families, it affects their friends, and it has this really, really deep and kind of horrible ripple effect that we refuse to address as a society.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, the rhetoric, and I'm sure you can even notice in our presidential debates, the political rhetoric specifically is like, it's worth it. This war is worth it. You know, we're going to send these people. We're going to allow them to have their bodies marred and mutilated.
Look how wonderful it is that these people are willing to give of themselves.
Exactly. Like, they're
heroes.
But
they don't address the downside.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. And so this, you know, Paying with Their Bodies, this book really addresses that. And in an amazing historical context. So anybody who's into history or even not, I mean, I've learned so much from this book already, and honestly, I haven't even finished it. And it's phenomenal the ugliness that we treat people with disabilities with.
Yes.
But it's also kind of funny. Like, it's just absurd and laughable. So, I don't know.
You kind of have to.
Like, as a defense mechanism, I think I do, and I just giggle, and I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But conversely, I guess upon further analysis, like, things haven't changed that much.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's one of those things where you giggle at it and you're like, that's absurd, but then you just start bawling into your cereal.
Because it's happening at the same time, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But Heavy Stuff, definitely the shortest book of the series.
Mm-hmm. And that one just came out last year.
Absolutely.
We should say, like, all three of these books, and we got one more talk about, they're all from the last 5 years.
Yes.
So this is current.
Yes.
This is now.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And all of these writers are so incredibly engaging. I mean, I even as a disability advocate, I can't tell you, and I'm also a literature teacher, an educator, I can't say that Criplet is something that I would have naturally gravitated toward, even though this is my community.
Right.
But these books are phenomenal, just really engaging. And so the last one, I have to say, is the one that really resonates with me the most of the three. It's Andrew Solomon's Far From the Tree, Parents, Children, and the Search for Identity. And this is, it's a book about kind of directed toward parents with, you know, quote unquote, difficult children.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it includes children with autism, children with various disabilities, but it also includes, like, homosexual and transgender children.
Okay.
And we're not saying that there's anything wrong, obviously.
Yeah.
It's just, here are these case studies, here are these stories of parenting and children. And I think it resonates with me because I have two young children.
Okay.
And so I'm still trying to figure out this whole parenting game.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And it's very
From
much,
what I hear, you're still figuring it out when you're like 80 and they're in their 50s. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Maybe it's not something that we're ever supposed to figure out.
I don't think so.
No. But Andrew Solomon might be one of the few. I mean, he might have the key to the lockbox of parenting. And even in just the first couple of pages, he really breaks down parenting in that, you know, we maybe intrinsically, maybe subconsciously, we are so afraid of mortality that we create beings that, you know, are supposed to look like us, act like us, almost as like a relief that we're not going to die.
Yes.
But then what happens when those children don't look like us and don't act like us. And it, as a parent, it's, you know, probably our greatest source of pride when our children do grow to emulate our own behaviors. But at the same time, as adults, we also take pride in not being like our parents.
Yes.
So it's a pretty fascinating cycle.
Interesting.
And it's all addressed here. So I would even say that outside of the sphere of disability and disability awareness, this is just a great book, period. But especially for parents, maybe even especially for children, and that's all of us, right?
Yeah. I'm gonna have to check that one out. Yeah. So those are the three books: Beauty is a Verb, Paying with Their Bodies, and Far from the Tree. We're speaking with Kim Lan Grout. She's gonna be moderating the discussion forum. It's the Orange County Human Relations Commission's Community Read. They do it every year. This is gonna be on Monday, March 21st, a few weeks from now, in the Chapel Hill Public Library, 6:30 to 8 p.m. There will be food. It will be free. Everyone's invited. You can read one or two or all three of the books, or none, and just come out to the discussion. Everyone really is invited. Kim, thanks for joining us today. We got to talk about you as well, because you're a disability advocate. I know, it's great. I know this is moving on to something that you've never talked about before. Yeah, but you're a disability advocate based out of Durham. You work with the Redefining Disabled Project, and you come at it from personal experience. So
absolutely, absolutely. I was born with a congenital vascular syndrome called Klippel-Trenaunay-Weber syndrome. Try saying that. Yeah. Comes fast. But I was diagnosed at 6 months, 6 months old, and in and out of the hospital my entire life. And eventually, the amputation, the above knee amputation, was my choice. It was an elective procedure. And you know, I was just so eager to be over that part of my life. Which, ironically, you know, with a whole body, I think society kind of saw me as not disabled. I was very much able-bodied, but I didn't feel that way.
Yeah, yeah. So what actually is that condition?
Oh my gosh.
I've never heard of it before.
Yeah, well, it's basically wonky vasculature.
Okay.
That's kind of what it is. It's wonky vasculature that, for me, really prevented circulation down to my foot.
Gotcha.
And the lower we went, the harder it got. So, I mean, you know, the knee was just like, this sucks. And the calf was like, this is horrible. And the foot was just, it's just like, get me out of here.
Literally, in this case.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, okay. Absolutely. It's generally kind of a boring story. I try to tell people that it was a shark attack just to, like, spice
it
up a little bit, you know. But
might as well, yeah.
I was 18 when that happened. And then I was walking 3 weeks later. I was like up
That's
on a prosthesis,
awesome.
Just like, so what are we doing today, brain? and it's been can't stop, won't stop ever since.
That's great. And I'm reading a little bio of you, and you talk about it as your liberation.
Yes,
which
absolutely.
Is really, I mean, A, it's a great way of looking at it. B, it sounds true.
Yeah. Right? Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, get this. My vascular surgeon, the day before the amputation, he was just appalled that I had the audacity to just basically demand this amputation, right? After all the work that we had done. And he, you know, he said a strange series of things, like I would never go back and finish my undergraduate degree because I couldn't hold a backpack. He told me no man would ever want to marry a girl with one leg.
Told you that?
Yeah, he told me these things. This is a doctor at Stanford, by the way, Stanford in California.
Okay.
I know.
Just keep that in mind.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, my personality is such that I'm just like, I don't care. I just don't want to die here, you know?
Or be in pain.
You know? It's like, come on.
A
husband is kind of the last of my worries right now. But not everybody is that way.
So,
you know, here I am and I talk about it and, you know, I joke about it quite a bit, but hopefully somebody hears it. Hopefully somebody knows that it can be greener on the other side.
Yeah.
And for some people, it's not. And that's important for people to understand, too. Like, can't is a real word for people with disabilities. And everybody's experiences vary enormously.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. But in that, you can find some level of serenity. You can find some level of compassion and love and dedication. And I don't know. Maybe I'm naive, but I feel like good can come of it all.
Yeah. What is the Redefining Disabled Project?
Oh, the Redefining Disabled Project, I started in the summer of 2014, and it seeks out people with disabilities I photograph those people. I give them professional portraits.
Okay.
And then we interview them through their stories. And I interview them and I write their biographies. Through their stories, we acknowledge their disability. We talk about it. We talk about whatever they want. But then we actually talk about what makes them them. You know, we talk about them as humans, as people. And you'd be surprised how that resonates with my, we call them models, with my models. Because so many people look at them and at first glance, all they see is the titanium prosthesis. They see the wheelchair. They see the cool gear. Or they see the scars. Or they, you know, they see the physical difference. And they don't really have an opportunity to be looked at or treated as humans, or to really have their stories and their experiences of disability and, you know,
just
outside
life.
Of life.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's what the project is. It's pretty rad, if I don't say so myself.
How many people have you interviewed?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we have right now we have something like 8 to 10 stories up on the website, portraits and stories on the website.
Is it just you doing
it? It's just little old me right now doing this. But we have a ton of other interviews that I've conducted and haven't yet written.
Okay.
And we're starting a new facet of the project where our models actually kind of become their own photojournalists. They, you know, they're given a set of guidelines, but they essentially chronicle a day in their own life. And then I act as their editor, and then their story is published. And it's not, I mean, the beauty of the traditional Redefining Disabled project is that you have somebody who interviews you and then writes your story, right? Mm-hmm. But it's through my eyes. So for better, for worse, like,
there's still somebody else telling
me.
Their story.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Right.
It's another writer. And that can be liberating for some people who don't feel like they want to tackle that behemoth.
Right.
But other people, especially young people, everybody's got...
Behemoth, bring it on.
No, absolutely. Yeah. And they're like, oh, what? I need to take 24 photos of myself today? Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'll just give you 2400.
I guess I can scale it back today.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, I think that... with the advent of technology, and I'm not just talking about like assistive devices, I'm talking about cell phones, obviously, SLRs. Everybody's got an SLR. Everybody has the power to tell their stories, and the Redefining Disabled Project offers them that platform.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I thank you.
That's really cool. Where can people find it online?
RedefiningDisabled.org.
That's easy.
Yes. And if they want to know a little more, we're actually doing a fundraiser right now, and you can find that link and a snazzy little video.
Ooh.
That, it's me and my double chin. on the video.
You did the shoulder shake on snazzy little video.
Yeah, I
got a snazzy little video.
You have to. And
you
the
really
video
do, yeah.
the video is really, really wonderful and sums up the project nicely. So, you know, go to redefiningdisabled.org, click on the fundraising tab, watch the video, and then, you know, throw some cashish our way to help us keep doing what we're doing.
I'm going to keep that phrase in my back pocket. That's a useful phrase.
I'm full of them.
Cashish. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We got to let you go. We've been talking for a while, but this is a great conversation. I'm really looking forward to the community read. Again, it's March 21st. That's a Monday. Chapel Hill Public Library, Room A. So right there as you walk in, 6:30 to 8 p.m. There's these three books. Go online and check them out. Beauty is a Verb. It's edited by Sheila Black, Jennifer Bartlett, and Michael Northen, Far from the Tree by Andrew Solomon, and Paying with Their Bodies by John Kinder. Again, all in commemoration of the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act, the ADA. Monday, March 21st, 6:30 to 8 p.m. There will be free food. The whole thing will be free. Kim will be running the forum, moderating the forum. You can read one book, two books, three books, or none. It doesn't matter. Come out and you will learn a lot, and it's going to be a good time too. Kim, thank you so much.
Thank you. This is awesome.